This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An Oscar-winning Boulder filmmaker says the decision to move the Sundance Film Festival to Boulder will help independent film in the state. Last week, Sundance announced it will move from its current home in Park City, Utah, to Boulder in 2027. Filmmaker Daniel Youngie helped woo Sundance to Boulder.
I think what Sundance does is it helps engender a community that starts making independent film, especially a documentary.
The Sundance Film Festival has been in Park City for 40 years, but festival organizers say it's outgrown the ski town. The state will pour millions of its own dollars into bus rapid transit projects as federal funding looks increasingly shaky. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
State officials hope that better public transit bus lines will cut carbon emissions and reduce traffic congestion. Bus rapid transit, or BRT lines, are designed for speed. They have large stations where passengers pay before they board. Buses travel in their own lanes generally and have priority at stoplights. State officials had hoped the federal government would fund about half of a planned BRT line on Federal Boulevard. But now, they say that might not happen under the Trump administration. Meanwhile, a new state plan would funnel about $100 million raised through fees on retail delivery and Uber rides to BRT projects across the area. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And a correction to an earlier story, Trump's tariffs on imported cars begins today. A tariff on car parts is slated to begin next week. Expect a mix of light flurries or a snow-rain mix this afternoon across the Denver metro, with forecasters saying 1 to 4 inches of snow south and west of the city above 6,000 feet is possible as the storm moves through. In Colorado Springs, less than an inch is possible this afternoon, with another chance for snow tomorrow, but again, little accumulation is expected. This is CPR News and KRCC.